part of a historical series about me, your DJ Pete, here at In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. We just heard, what did we just hear? I just closed out all my info here. We heard Ariel M with Always Farewell from 1997's album Ariel M. I don't know if it's an EP album. It was a short little album. I was into a lot of the post-rock, as they called it then. The sort of wandering slow jams. Prior to that, we heard from the Pastels, the Scottish band, from their album Illumination with Unfair Kind of Fame. That song, you know, I moved, as I was saying, I moved here and I felt I got kind of roped into a crazy, hectic, all-consuming work life. And so I kind of identified with that song. I said, oh, it was my unfair life, treated so poorly. It turns out that song was about Ed Wood, the director, the kooky, famous director of many a B-movie of the 1950s. So I guess I identify with the wackos out there. We started the set with Weeping in Fits and Starts with I Could Really Do Without This Jacket. That was a song from a CD that kind of really broke my ground into the local music scene here, called A Place to Call Home, which was a benefit for the Mass Adoption Resource Exchange in 1998. One of my roommates, a guy named Sean O'Brien. Are you listening, Sean? Was in a band called Mishima that was on that compilation. And he urged me wisely to pick up a copy and dive in to the richness that was the Boston music scene. Oh, the many years that I would enjoy it and continue to enjoy it. I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying this deep freeze that we're plunging into here on WMFO in Medford and all the greater Boston area. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Stay tuned for Ryan D and the Music Savage Show. Another intrepid DJ braving the elements to keep you going throughout the storm and beyond.
WMFO Medford. Howdy, my friends. It is I, Ryan D. It's time Time for the Music Savage Show. There's no amount of winter storm, bomb, cyclone nonsense that's going to keep me off the air. Or Pete. Thanks for another great edition of In You All Along, Pete, for braving the elements. And thanks to all of you for joining me for another edition of the Music Savage Show. Going to highlight some music coming out in 2018, but I'm starting off with some bands who don't have new music yet, but are coming out with new albums this year. Let's have some fun on the Music Savage Show. It starts right now.
Dad, are you all right?
One thing about living in Santa Carla I never could stomach. All the damn vampires.
on air. she's gonna sit and drink a perfume. So she's drinking too, but why and what for and who? And I'm solo rowing on one side of the boat, looking up, throwing up a lifesaver down my throat. Woo! We're jealous, we're jealous, we're jealous, we're jealous of you. We're jealous, we're jealous, we're jealous, we're jealous of you. We're jealous, we're jealous, we're jealous, we're jealous of you.
Oh, good Lord. I love that man. Jack White right there from his debut solo album, Blunderbuss. Great one called 16 Saltines. He has a new record. It's called Boarding House Reach. There's no release date as of yet, but you can bet that I am most excited about the new Jack White album for 2018. Up ahead of that, Of Monsters and Men. Great one called Crystals off of the Icelandic band's 2015 album, Beneath the Skin. Their new album is on the way this year as well. It's been teased for about a year or so, and there's no new music yet, but it is confirmed that there is a new album from Of Monsters and Men coming out this year. David Byrne doing A Million Miles Away from 1992's Uh-Oh album. His new one will be released early this year. No release date yet, but the tour kicks off March 3rd in New Jersey, and the closest New England stop for David Byrne will be in Waterbury, Connecticut. He'll be playing the Palace Theater. So if you want to see David Byrne, he's not coming to Boston. You got to get on the highway, hit 84, get on down to Waterbury. I can't believe I just said that. Belly up ahead of that, Dusted, and that is from the Slow Dust EP. It also appears on the band's debut album, Star. Their new album is titled Dove, and it will be their third album and the first in 23 years. And you can still lend a hand in putting it together and getting some cool stuff from the new album by going to Pledge Music and typing in Belly, and you'll come across the new album and all the new material. And then you can pledge and get yourself either the CD or record or t-shirt, whatever. Anyway, I'm really excited that Belly are back, and I'm looking forward to that one very much as well. And Vampire Weekend kicking off the upcoming 2018 album set and show. Played you a track called Unbelievers, and that's the third single released from the New York City band's last studio album, Modern Vampires of the City. That was released back in 2013. And now there's no release date on the new album, but the working title supposedly is called Mitsubishi Macchiato, and it's going to be the first album without founding member Rostam. So with Rostam gone, he's still heavily influenced, and he will have a part in the new album, but when they go on tour, obviously Rostam will not be with them. All right, it's the Music Savage Show. I'm Ryan D. Having a good time already in this deep, deep freeze and crazy snow aftermath. Thanks for joining me. It's always a pleasure to have your company. This is the 2018 show where I highlight albums that are coming out for the first part of the year. I got through the first part of the year, so I'm excited to share some of this new music with you. So let's get back into it with something from Anderson East. He has a great new album. It's his fourth album. It's called Encore, and it's out January 12th. I'm going to play you a track from it right now. Anderson East, Music Savage Show.
I know you are too, but we've both been through what we've both been through, and there's no reason to cross that line. We all need somebody from time. Stay.
that chance, if we make that leap. Love don't come easy, and it don't come cheap.
It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Let's go. right here. I'll be coming home soon. I just emptied my lungs to some empty room. So much to say, but I just hold my tongue. The whole world's for the taking. I'ma get me some. Myself since I wrote Southern Draw.
No! shoulder now, but even then I knew that the road was steep and full stride.
Good Lord, I love those voices. First Aid Kit right there. Great one called Postcard. It's the second single from the Swedish duo's album Ruins, which is out January 19th on Columbia Records. The tour begins January 24th in Oakland, California, and they'll be here in Boston Friday, February 9th at House of Blues. You can go to firstaidkit.com for tickets and information. Bahamas up ahead of that, No Wrong. It's the first single from the new album Earth Tones, which is out January 19th as well. A tour kicks off January 14th in New Brunswick, and Bahamas will be here in our area Thursday, May 3rd at the Sinclair. And you can go to bahamasmusic.net for information on that. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, a great one called Little Thing Gone Wild from the British trio's upcoming release, Wrong Creatures. That's out January 12th on Vagrant Records. Their tour starts January 15th in San Diego. And they're going to be here in Boston Wednesday, January 31st at House of Blues. You can go to Black Rebel motorcycleclub.com for tickets and info. And kicking off the set, another set of 2018 upcoming albums, Anderson East, one I'm looking forward to very much. Played you a track called King for a Day, and that great single is from the Nashville-based musician's fourth album, Encore, which is out January 12th. Let's see, the tour kicks off January 11th in New York City, and then he'll be here at Paradise Rock Club Thursday, April 5th. AndersonEast.com for information on that. This is the 2018 upcoming albums Music Savage show. Hope you're enjoying it. I certainly am. Got so much great new music. And what's really great about all this new stuff that's coming out that I'm highlighting for you is that pretty much all of these bands are going to be touring behind these albums, and most of them are going to be stopping here in the Boston area. So it's already turning out to be a great year for music. If you can't tell from all the great stuff I've already played, there's so much more to come. Let's get back into it with a terrific one from Porches. Porches has a new album coming out January 19th. It's called The House, and I'm going to play you a really, really great single from the new Porches album right now. From the upcoming album, The House, Music Savage Show.
Thank you. My plastic hip is going to be worth something.
Sunburn down on me atop this hill so I can see. My skin boils red in scabs and stings, but I must be a witness to everything. Fan the fire or face the crowd. California's burning down, sitting in the middle of the sixth extinction, silently suggesting the investment in a generator.
If you've ever visited visited another country and waltzed through passport control and cap that up. One more stamp in the book you'd like to call I own my own genius.
Counting up.
If you get to choose the clothes you wear and how you cut your hair, then cap that up.
Counting up.
If people don't stare at you on the street because of the color of your skin.